This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Circuit, the same court that ruled 2 years ago that American flags are hurtful and can be banned from California schools. Remember, they're reversed 80% of the time, but a lot of times higher courts don't hear it, like the Supreme Court, that is its higher court. But right now, let's go to a clip here. CNN compares Islamic terror to lightning. Well, yeah, because we haven't brought in as many here. But if you're in the Middle East or areas of Europe, thousands and thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, are being killed a year. And so we're bringing in incompatible, oppressive groups to this country. Meanwhile, Trump has increased letting in refugees from the Middle East that are Christian, that are real refugees, but the media is silent on that. That story is on Infowars.com right now. But here's part of the CNN propaganda.
You know that more Americans are killed by lightning strikes every year than by terrorism. So how much do you want Americans to worry about terrorism here?
Well, I would just tell you, if you go to the nightclub, the gay nightclub in Orlando, and talk about what this means to that community, and you want to compare that terror attack to lightning, Allison, or you want to go to Boston for the bombing, and talk to those in Boston who were bombed by radical Islamic terrorists and say, you want to compare that to lightning? I challenge you to have that conversation.
Because yeah, we did go
lightning,
there.
Yeah, how about the 300,000 killed in Syria?
Lightning may be random, but this is purposeful. It's death. And if the
let's stop right there. You know, it's like saying lightning kills more people than rattlesnakes every year. Lightning kills a lot of people, hundreds and hundreds. So can we, like, put rattlesnakes in our beds at night because, you know, only a few hundred people die a year from them? I mean, it's crazy. The numbers we have are like 50 a year. Then you look at terrorism worldwide. It's in the tens of thousands, and it's mainly against Christians, and it's massively exploding. Let's go to the next piece, though. This is a flashback. FBI cannot vet Syrian refugees. But you watch the news. I had Der Spiegel here a couple days ago, and the guy with a straight face kept looking at me going, Alex, it's extreme vetted. These are all vetted. These are all safe. And I'm like, Sudan and Libya are failed states. They have fake passports you can make up on a computer. That's it. I have all the articles. Oh, come on, Alex. So they talk to you like you're stupid because you're informed, and they just make this look like you're wrong, even though you know you're right. Like, Obamacare's free, Alex. There's no penalties, Alex. Yes, there is. It's right here in the bill. Alex, stop being racist.
Before this committee, Assistant Director Steinbeck said that the concerns in Syria is that we don't have the systems in place on the ground to collect the information to vet. That would be the concern. Databases don't hold the information on these individuals. Is that still the position of the department?
Yes, I think that's the challenge we're all talking about, is that we can only query against that which we have collected. And so if someone has never made a ripple in the pond in Syria in a way that would get their identity or their interests reflected in our database, we can query our database until the cows come home, but we're not going to, there'll be nothing show up because we have no record on that person. That's what Assistant Director Steinbach was talking about. You can only query what you've collected. And with respect to Iraqi refugees, we had far more in our databases because of our country's work there for a decade. This is a different situation.
Now, let me tell you what the customs officials really want to do. And this information is classified, but they classify everything. And so I'm just going to tell you. And I've been aware of this for a decade. Google has software where you can take a picture of somebody and run it on your computer. And it's free software, and it'll find that person. You can also, you know, have picture match where it's the exact picture, and they find it really quick in seconds and where it came from. They at the border, when these people have fake passports, they don't know who they are, they want to just take their picture, run it against a database of the internet, to pop up that indeed they're really a jihadi on their own Facebook, because these people are so arrogant, they'll have their own Facebooks showing they're terrorists.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has already come out of the podium. President Trump is set to any minute now at the White House.
The empire is on the run. Alex Jones,
right,
and the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Alex Jones Show. We're into hour number two. Matt Bracken is here with us just the next 25 minutes. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, researcher, anti-terrorism expert, who we like to pop in. We appreciate that. EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. We're obviously going to be carrying part of this press conference and then excerpts of it later, while Matt's talking some, we'll have split screen for TV viewers with the president so you can see what he's saying in the closed caption. But they are about to speak, so let's go to a few minutes of that live right now.
To the very famous White House, you honor us with your presence. This is one of our earliest visits from a foreign leader. And I am truly glad that it could be from such an important and steadfast ally. The bond between our two nations and the friendship between our two peoples runs very, very deep. This administration is committed to bringing those ties even closer. We are committed to the security of Japan and all areas under its administrative control, and to further strengthening our very crucial alliance. The U.S.-Japan alliance is the cornerstone of peace and stability in the Pacific region. It is important that both Japan and the United States continue to invest very heavily.
He's probably
in the alliance to build up our defense.
Talking about building up defense because of China. He'll probably make his comments here in a moment about the ruling last night, and then we'll get on back to the broadcast. But this is important. Let's go back to the president.
Ultimately, they will be impenetrable. We face numerous challenges, and bilateral cooperation is essential. Our country is committed to being an active and fully engaged partner. We will work together to promote our shared interests, of which we have many, in the region, including freedom from navigation and of navigation, and defending against the North Korean missile and nuclear threat, both of which I consider a very, very high priority. On the economy, we will seek a trading relationship that is free, fair, and reciprocal, benefiting both of our countries. The vibrant exchange between us is a true blessing. Japan is a proud nation with a rich history and culture, and the American people have profound respect for your country and its traditions.
By the way, Japan's about to give us a lot better deals. They already admit it because we're now allies against China. There's a secret alliance with Russia. Globalists know that. We're about to take down the EU. We're going to link up.
Our armed forces. Working together, our two countries have the ability to bring greater harmony, stability, and prosperity to the Pacific region and beyond, improving countless lives in the process.
See, the Chinese broke the deal that Kissinger made with them in the 70s.
Highly committed.
That they wouldn't be military, but they could dominate economics. They double-crossed, broke the deal. That's the pivot.
Of America, I thank you for being with us today. We will soon be traveling to the great state of Florida.
Okay, guys, I'm going to go to Bracken.
Well, we will have
I think
I'll
go to the prime minister now. As soon as Trump comes back and starts making comments on the Ninth Circuit, I want to go to him, okay?
And a very, very
That's President Trump live. This is the Alex Jones Show. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, terrorism expert, author, is our guest. And again, we'll come back to Trump as soon as he gets into anything on the Ninth Circuit or other big announcements, but I believe they're going to the prime minister now. Going back to Matt. Matt, we're witnessing open rebellion against the president. The State Department says they're going to work to stop Le Pen getting elected in France, who's just a basic nationalist like Trump, or the whole Brexit movement in England. We have them openly siding with the State Department, doubling the amount of refugees that are coming in outside of the president's order. They're in open sedition. The Ninth Circuit that ruled that American flags can be banned in California schools has now come out and ruled against clear law that the president can engage in. In fact, the president's been very restrained, quite frankly. This is just unbelievable to see the mainstream media, the globalists, the communist Chinese, Hollywood calling for insurrection, Katy Perry calling for riots, major publications daily calling for the president to be killed. What would you call this moment we're at right now?
This is the political schism that we're seeing. We just haven't witnessed the Fort Sumter moment yet, which I think could come at any time. But the judges are clearly in open rebellion against the Constitution. There's nowhere in my Constitution does it say that a couple of left-wing federal judges supersede the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, on immigration. They didn't even reference the law in their decision.
That's right. A five-year-old can tell the law. They have no purview in this area. Aren't they declaring themselves? I said this last night. Stephen Bannon said it today in Breitbart. These three judges are declaring themselves the Commander-in-Chief.
Yeah, why couldn't they just, demand that an aircraft carrier turn around and go off from country A to country B? I mean, they're declaring themselves to be, the superior part of the Constitution. And in the Constitution, Article 1 deals with the Congress for like three or four pages in my little booklet. Then there's, like two and a half pages on the president. Then it's about one page on the judiciary. And it even says that Congress gives the cases to the judiciary that it wants to give to the judiciary.
And can override them.
It just takes political will. But it's easier for cowardly, you know, cuck politicians to punt and just, you know, run for cover, stay in their cushy job, and let the judiciary make the decisions. But we're about at the end of that thread.
That's right. They're in such a bubble that they don't get that the mega tsunami, as you've called it, of liberty is here. They may hold it back for a while, but not for long. I mean, the law could not be clearer, and the president's purview could not be clearer.
I think that the liberal politicians and judges are playing checkers, and they just jumped one piece, and they're celebrating. They're all high-fiving. They don't realize they're playing 3D chess against Trump, and he's thought this out months and years ahead of them. But they've like little lobsters that just walked right into a lobster trap, and now they're chewing on the bait, and they think that they've really put one over on the man. But all they've done is swim right into Trump's trap. Anything now that happens, the next San Bernardino or Orlando is going to be laid right on their doorstep. That's Schumer, that's Pelosi, that's these federal judges. They want
absolutely. What's wrong with them? Why don't they do what's popular and constitutional? Why are they committed to, that any idiot can tell playing checkers? They're walking right into Trump's trap. I mean, Pelosi doesn't know that Trump's even president. She says Bush is. In the same press conference, Waters believes that Russia actually attacked Korea. I mean, these people are insane.
Why does the bull charge the matador because he's waving a flashy red blanket in front of him? You know, the matador's got the sword behind that blanket every time. The matador wins 99% of the time. But the matador, or the bull can't help it. You know, the bull sees the red bandera, whatever it's called, and it has to charge. This is the downfall of the Democrats. Their Trump hatred has blinded them to the long game. The next big act of terror, never mind another 9/11, the next San Bernardino or Orlando.
They own it. It will be their albatross.
They totally own it.
What about how he trolled them and got them to cover Islamic terror by pointing out they've been underreporting it? I mean, they don't seem to get it that they're not in an air superiority game anymore where they have a monopoly and nobody can counter them.
That's right. And it kind of reminds me in a perverse way. You know, we're just finding out now that almost 2/3 of our Navy fighters can't fly. You know, are not mission capable. So we're in the kind of situation where we've always assumed air superiority, and we would go into World War III just like it was Dr. Strangelove back in the good old days. But we don't have that anymore. Well, the liberals, they think that they own the media air superiority. They haven't yet sussed onto the fact that they're in a new era. They're in the InfoWars Breitbart era. The mainstream media now just gets trolled, and they just actually are following the Democrats and the judges into the same trap. They're going to own Islamic terrorism. What Trump has done is really brilliant. He has put the Democrats, and I use a capital R with that, I call them the rats. He's put the Democrats in the same leaky boat with the Islamic terrorists. So they're now the same target in the same boat. Chuck Schumer is in the same boat with the next Omar Mateen. He doesn't know it yet.
So, again, I'm going to ask you a question. You're a smart guy. I'm serious. What's wrong with them? They seem so arrogant, like they have some secret weapon, but studying history and other megalomaniacs, they're delusional. I think the Democratic Party, Soros leadership, is truly insane because they're in such cloistered bubbles. The Democrats have 3-to-1 money the Republicans have. They're really the rich, powerful KKK party that's always used race politics. I'm not saying all Democrats are bad, but let's just look at their history. The Republican leadership is just as cloistered, just as delusional, just as, you know, ivory towered as they are. And I don't think they understand that they are basically dead already politically. I mean, what do you think is going on with them? I mean, who the hell thinks that Bush is still president and that Russia attacked Korea or that the Russians stole the election?
Delusions are extremely powerful. Brainwashing works. When you are in a cloistered thought bubble, you know, you're kind of like the Japanese on some island in the Pacific. You can't come to grips with a new reality. You're going to be like the Japanese, you know, running off the cliffs in Saipan because you just can't come to grips with the fact that the other side is actually winning now. And you've just got to, you know, turn the page and wake up. They haven't turned the page. They can't turn the page.
I have relatives even that I'm shocked. If you go to their Facebook page, it's "I hate my whiteness." It's like, wait, when did the Irish were the Irish the oppressors of the world that you know, everything on the page is "I hate my own heritage. I hate capitalism. I hate my ethnicity." And if you don't hate it, then I hate you. If you don't hate your white privilege, then you're evil and deserve to die.
Well, we have a guest coming up that's gotten all the documents together. Can I have Rappaport's article from yesterday, guys? I forgot to bring it in here. I had it yesterday. That they actually want to create a bunch of basket cases and mental patients at the colleges because they know most of the degrees are going to be worthless in the future. And so this is actually a premeditated sabotage and a drug company move to try to put half the kids at least, or young men and women, on psychotropics. And that's why they're, quote, triggered, is they've turned the colleges into giant mental institutions.
Well, not only the colleges, the smartphone generation generally is addicted to electronic heroin. I mean, it is a powerful addiction. If you do put brains in the MRI, and you put the kid in the MRI and you yank away the smartphone, it's just as if you took a junkie's needle away from them and smashed it. You know, they absolutely go into meltdown. What will help happen in this country, God forbid the internet goes down, the grid goes down, without a little, you know, magic box to tell you which way to turn and what to think? They're incapable of normal life just out in the meat space, in the oxygen environment. They, you know, what's going to happen anytime we're in a kind of a crisis where their little magic box is gone? We have literally raised an entire generation.
I agree.
And electronic heroin addicts.
Look at 140 plus of the people that attack me and women and children in front of me trying to get into the Trump events. Really nasty people. They've been indicted for rioting and assault and basically racketeering. But meanwhile, they've got Katy Perry and the media and the colleges teaching how to go out and put concrete inside, you know, what looks like styrofoam tubes or paper tubes, so the police let you have it, and then they hit you over the head with it, and then you're going to end up getting indicted now, one day after Sessions gets in, and already they're being indicted. So the rule of law is coming back. They're already arresting pedophile networks all over the country. People better realize, folks, the reason the left is fighting so hard is they represent a lot of criminal underground groups, and they know their time is basically running out. Let's real quick go back to the President of the United States and his live press conference with the Japanese Prime Minister.
Daniel Halper, New York Post. Daniel.
I'm curious about yesterday's ruling in the Ninth Circuit Court. Has it caused you to rethink your use of executive power, and how will you respond, and will you sign new executive orders or perhaps a new travel
ban? Will you roll over to the totally legal
Prime
order
Minister,
of a joke court?
I'm curious about your reaction to America's withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. Do you think that's weakened America's position in Asia, and how do you envision any sort of trade deal with the president working out?
Well, your question was unrelated to what we're here for today, but I'll answer it. We are going to keep our country safe. We are going to do whatever is necessary to keep our country safe. We had a decision which we think we'll be very successful with. It shouldn't have taken this much time because safety is a primary reason. One of the reasons I'm standing here today is the security of our country. The voters felt that I would give it the best security. So we'll be doing something very rapidly having to do with additional security for our country. You'll be seeing that sometime next week. In addition, we will continue to go through the court process, and ultimately I have no doubt that we'll win that particular case.
This is a press conference from the White House.
Now, in the world, we are also facing the issues of the refugees and terrorism. We need to work closely together on these global issues.
Japan will not let one Muslim in.
We have always played our own role, but going forward, we would continue to work with international community.
They want to kill people for their views, you don't come in our country.
Execute our responsibility in a commensurate manner.
Amount of terrorism, zero.
And each of our country has immigration control scheme, as well as policy on immigration, as well as refugees. These are to do with domestic affairs of that country, so I would refrain from making any comments.
Well, you just said we have it too. I mean, they have total control.
Blake Berman, Fox, Blake Berman.
Take a few more of these.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to pick up where Daniel left off, if you don't mind. You said earlier this week, and I'm quoting for you, you said, "I've learned a lot in the last 2 weeks, and terrorism is a far greater threat than the people of our country understand, but we're going to take care of it." Based off of what you have learned, now knowing that your executive order is at least temporarily on hold, do you still feel as confident now as you have been at any point that you and the administration will be able to protect the homeland? And, Mr. Prime Minister, thank you. I would just like to pick off.
Yeah, what happens when the jihadis attacking
you? About TPP, do you feel it's a mistake that the United States has at least signaled its intention to withdraw from the deal? Thank you both.
I feel totally confident that we will have tremendous security for the people of the United States. We will be extreme vetting, which is a term that I developed early in my campaign because I saw what was happening. And while I've been president, which is just for a very short period of time, I've learned tremendous things that you could only learn, frankly, if you were in a certain position, namely president. And there are tremendous threats to our country. We will not allow that to happen. I can tell you that right now. We will not allow that to happen. So we'll be going forward. We'll be doing things to continue to make our country safe. It will happen rapidly. And we will not allow people into our country who are looking to do harm to our people. We will allow lots of people into our country that will love our people and do good for our country.
He's letting Christians in now. We're going to be that way. That's on InfoWars.com.
My administration, I can tell you that.
Trump opens border to Christians, refugees, but left ignores.
On TPP, of course, we are fully aware of President Trump's decision. On economic issues, we will be discussing at the working lunch to follow. As for Japan and United States, trade and investment, as well as economic relations, how can we develop and grow our relationship? As I have already mentioned, Deputy Prime Minister Aso and Vice President Pence will create a new framework for dialogue.
And that's right. Okay, that's good. The United States has made an alliance with Japan. Japan's one of the only countries that's actually invested here and built factories all over the United States. More than Ford and other companies. There's like a whole bunch of their factories right here in Texas. And so that's good.
Yeah, the multilateral agreements are sucker deals for the U.S. Here we are, either the first or second most powerful economy in the world. When you join one of these, a dozen countries, Brunei plus Vietnam outvote us.
That's
the
right.
People that want to hook us into being one of 12 or 15 don't have our best interests. They know they can bribe their way. They can get Brunei's vote through bribery and corruption. So we really want to join groups that where country little pipsqueak countries like Vietnam and Brunei can outvote the United States.
Well, sure, and let's expand. We are the biggest economy. China's got all fraudulent stock market numbers. It's a paper tiger. A paper dragon. It's about to collapse. But we've been deindustrialized. We've got to build that back. We don't have a country. Closing comments on just the whole situation in the next minute, Matt Bragan.
Well, I think that Trump is thinking way ahead on this. He's very brilliantly maneuvered the Democrats into stampeding into this, what they think is a victory. It's going to be a very hollow victory for them because the first act of Islamic terrorism in this country, the Democrats own it 100%. And it's going to demolish them in 2018. It's going to also stiffen the backbones of Congress, Republican Congress, to put very strong constitutional conservative judges everywhere that they can. This has really stung Trump, I think, seeing just how radical these Ninth Circuit judges were. But it's going to have ramifications all throughout federal judiciary. They need to clean house, also the State Department, everywhere else.
It's crazy. They have no right under any in 200 plus years. Courts have never acted like this. This is insane. The law is completely understandable.
This is three judges usurping the power of the president as commander-in-chief. Just, they might as well move into the White House.
I agree. All right, Matt Bracken, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
We'll be back with John Rappaport on why are the colleges so brainwashed? What's wrong with these young adults? Well, it turns out it's a scientific plan to turn them into the gibbering maniacs they are.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Oh, there was something so pleasant about that place. And so much space. I know exactly what he's talking about, Gnarls Barkley. Woo, when you're out there. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I knew too much. Crank it up for a minute. Does that make me crazy? When I told you Trump was going to win and everything else he told you? Does it make me crazy because I know where this planet's going? Possibly. In a world of slaves, somebody who's free looks pretty crazy, don't they? People that think they're in control, what a joke. There is no control. Ha ha, bless your heart.
Bless your soul.
All right, Gavin McGinnis was going to be on in the next hour, and Rappaport was going to be on now, but Rappaport has been nice enough to flip with us because of scheduling issues, and I know how those are. I had to cancel a lot of interviews earlier in the week because my grandmother died Saturday. But to Gavin McGinnis, the big TV star, movie star, founder of Vice, a bunch of videos of people trying to beat him up at their events and getting beaten up. I love it. They hit him in the back of the head. Then the pro-America people, the real liberals, the libertarians, grab him and then beat them up. And they're like, how dare you attack me and hit back? So I wanted to get him on now 3 weeks into the Trump presidency. I mean, literally, I'm just watching Trump. He's like, I hugged the Japanese prime minister. We hugged in the tower together. We love each other. We're going to have a big defense pact against China, and the Japanese president's getting all excited. I mean, with Trump, he's so real, people just don't even know what to do anymore. The golden toad. But meanwhile, they're organizing, attacking people at colleges, fight clubs, you name it. This is a crazy, crazy, crazy time to be alive. We're going to go to that Trump clip coming up, where he talked about that in a few minutes. But Gavin McGinnis joins us again. Paul Watson shot a video that's up on Infowars.com. I'm going to air later if we have time. It's conservatism is a new counterculture. And, of course, he really calls it cultural libertarianism. But it's true. I mean, Paul Watson literally is getting like 15, 20, 30 million views a week just on Facebook and YouTube. In many ways, he's outstripped me. I mean, we're huge on talk radio and reach tens of millions, you know, every day or so. We have our stable audience. But I love seeing Paul. And I love seeing Gavin McGinnis. And I love seeing Milo just rock star level. When I went to a school event the other day for my son and my daughter, doing their speech class, and the whole school was there, or the auditorium, I got mobbed by young people, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, because those were the grades that were having their speeches, but they just were mobbing me because they wanted to know about Paul Watson and Gavin McGinnis and Milo. But it was like Paul Watson and Gavin McGinnis. So let me tell you, man, that's what's got to scare them, because Paul Watson has said it, and I want your take on this. Do we not have Generation X in the classrooms being told they're evil white males? But it's not just the white kids. It's the Hispanic kids. It's the Asian kids. The black kids, everybody is sick of this crap. As children, they inherently know they haven't done anything, and their parents haven't either. They were brought up liberal, and they're sick of hearing they're bad, and they understand the man and the brainwashing when they see it, Gavin.
Well, they made a fatal mistake. You see, their narrative doesn't have truth on its side, and it may have worked if back in the Dewey Decimal System days, when you had to go to the library to look up whether what your teacher was saying is true or not. But they did it in the information age. They did it when we could just Google it, and we hear white men are evil, Western societies. Wait a minute. Everything my teacher's saying is a lie. And when reality isn't on your side, when your narrative is the opposite of the truth, you should shy away from any information. Like, we're noticing this with cops and body cams. They said, we need cops to be responsible. We want body cams. The cop said, sure. And now we're seeing these kids are pointing guns at them before they get shot. Oops.
Wow. We've only got like 20 minutes with you. Where to start? I mean, what do you make of Trump's first 3 weeks? Your top points.
Well, here's what you talked about, a bunch of different things. And I think they all do convalesce. Is that the word?
That's right.
Where we have mainstream media is done, right? Fox News, ABC, they're all watched by 70-year-olds who aren't invested in society. You also have our side just ended up being the cool, fun side. Like when I did my talk at NYU last week and got pepper sprayed, I'm looking at the guys we're with, and they're a hell of a lot more diverse, especially when you include class parents. They're all sons of professors. They're all rich, white squares. And the second we started punching back, they started screaming for police. And I got to say, I've been in a few fights, but there's nothing funner than fighting these so-called anti-fascists.
Well, I watched the video. They run up and punch you and others in the back of the head, and then you just grab them and start beating the daylights out of them. They start squealing for mommy.
Well, the NYU wouldn't let my guys in. They locked the doors. So my guys were stuck with the mob, and they went, okay, and just started boom, 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 plowing through them. Some of our guys went to jail for defending themselves. They'll get out soon enough. I mean, they did get out, but the court date won't matter. I think it'll just be a violation. But it was really fun. One of my guys said he started to feel bad because they had clearly never been in a fight before, and he was just pounding them in the face, feeling guilty. You know, like in World War II with the Russians, they just used so much human fodder that I think the Germans started to feel bad about killing all these Russians. That's what it was like fighting these guys. It was just, oh, my fists are starting to hurt.
Well, I got to tell you, it's incredible, though. But in a way, the fact that they're getting in the street, down to their mother's basements, as you said, 90% live with their parents. Most of them are virgins. They never date. They're really scared of the world. It's kind of good they're coming out and getting their ass kicked and starting to fight. So I'm sure you saw the articles all over the country. They're training now to fight us and attack us. You know, as if 25 years of fighting that I've had till I stopped fighting and, you know, the court cases and the people in comas and all the rest of it teaching me not to do it anymore even if they start the fight. I mean, it's like you don't have 25 years, guys. You're not going to get trained to fight even in a month.
Well, it's also the lack of courage. They don't have the courage of their convictions, so they can't have courage in a street fight. I mean, there's two types of fights, right? There's the fight in the pub when someone spills your pint and your heart's not really in it. Someone slaps your mother, you want to eat their face.
Exactly. There's kind of a drunken, you're being a jerk, had a bad day. You kind of, you know, hit you a few times, you're both idiots. But then somebody does something to your mother, you can, like, pick cars up.
Yes, like Deplorable. They go there, and these anarchists show up, and they walk in front of me. I've got all these women behind me. We're in a sort of a Spartan phalanx fighting them. And the fact that this kid, this little fake anarchist, was trying to stop me from going to a ball and attacking the women behind me and threatening their children, that was just – I had the agency now. I had the background, the rage, and it was just so easy to plow him. Meanwhile – they're just dressing up. Yeah, that's the fight. They're just dressing up for Halloween. That's why they don't want to debate. They don't really believe any of this stuff. And that's why their hearts aren't in the fight.
Yeah, they don't know what to do when you start punching them upside the head. And that's the crazy part about this is when you hit them back, they start squealing and begging and calling the police. Don't they understand? They just punched you. Another thing, I'm sorry to say it. I don't care if it was black, white, Hispanic folks. As you said, very diverse crowd at Deplorable and other places. The libertarian conservatives are a good-looking crowd. The other side look like they got hit with a mutation ray.
Well, what's really been going on for the past quarter century is conservatives have been wimps. I remember when Rush Limbaugh called Sandra Fluck a slut. I heard all these Republicans and conservatives going, oh, no, I'm not backing that. He took the low road.
She is a slut. She wants us to pay for her lube and condoms. Pay for them yourself.
Exactly. It's a dictionary definition of a slut. And I said, no, we're not doing any of this high road crap anymore. When someone punches us, we punch back twice as hard. We're the new Malcolm X's. We're the new by any means necessary. And they don't have the gumption to take us on. And it feels so liberating to finally say, no, we're not going to be polite anymore. We're not going to be nice because you're a liar and you're trying to restrict my freedoms.
And they dehumanize us by screaming, racist, KKK, go away. That's all they've got, and none of their people will even talk to you. They always just are controlled by these weird leaders. Then you find out it's Islamicists funded by Soros that ran the Women's March in D.C. I was there, and they were handing out hijabs to all the women, plastic hijabs. And what is this where the feminists are chanting Allah Akbar and saying we want Sharia? What type of weird mass Stockholm syndrome cuckolding is that?
I mean, if I heard you out of context and I was away on vacation, I would say, well, that can't be right. But everything you just said is literally true. She got out there. She said, Assalamu alaikum. This is Linda Sarsour. She's pro-Sharia law. In Sharia courts, a woman's vote is worth half a man's vote. In Sharia law, you can beat your wife. In Sharia law, there's no such thing as marriage rape. You can't rape during a marriage. It just doesn't exist. And she's pushing for this? It was a pro-choice march. Muslims are pro-life. And then they have that woman, Donna Hilton, comes out. She murdered a man by sodomizing him to death. And she's sitting up there on a podium talking about LGBT violence and how we have to come together and stop Trump. I'm thinking, how about we have to come together and stop sodomizing men to death, you lunatic?
That's right. Kidnapped them, sodomizing to death. And then meanwhile, they're calling how we hate gay people when they're the ones with the Muslims that kill gays.
I mean, I get accused. I said, look, trannies are not women, they're just mentally ill gay. That became, you are advocating violence against trans people. What? I don't care enough about trans people to advocate violence. And I go, if you're looking for someone who advocates violence against gays and trans, go check out Islam. Go see how well they do in Turkey, where they just burnt a man alive, burnt him to death and dismembered him because he was dressed as a woman.
I could show you hours of footage all over the Middle East of them lining up gay men they catch and throwing them off buildings.
And why? And then you go, well, wait a minute. Why are you choosing them as bedfellows when they personify everything you hate? And that's when you realize, oh, you're not in it for justice. You're not in it for equality. You're in it for sabotage. And these Muslims, these radical extremists, seem to be the best at sabotage.
Well, that's it. They just hate the West. They feel like losers. It's exponential envy. They feel like they don't have a piece of the pie because they grew up in basements. Nothing against that. But, you know, you're supposed to get out of them by the time you're 14. And, you know, we've all sat there eating hot pockets in a basement at one time or not playing games. But they just are mad at the party, you know, like the Wicked Witch is mad at the ball she's not invited to.
Yeah, you know, when I saw Milo in that giant tub of pig's blood wearing a MAGA hat, and he had pictures of all the different victims of illegal aliens on his wall, murder victims. And I just thought, man, the liberals and the left and Antifa and the communists, they must be so bummed. They must be so bummed to discover that they're the church ladies. They're the ones saying, isn't that special? And they're the ones that are all white and all rich and telling everyone they can't have sex and they can't say this and they can't say that. They've become the uptight squares that they thought they were fighting against. And we're the ones having a ball, fighting, having art shows, going to meetings where we get wasted and walk around with Mad Dog Mattis signs, having a vigil in Times Square for all the people we lost who died of winning. It's just been party after party after party since November 10th, and they've just been losing after losing after losing.
You're right. You're right. Well, I got to tell you, I'm very positive, as you are, about things, but I'm also really concerned. What about the judiciary, a clear law, something other presidents have done, and they're now saying they're the commander-in-chief, and the media all celebrating, and I think they've walked into Trump's trap because the Supreme Court's going to, you know, obviously once he gets the new court in there, the new member, rule against them. They'll have the 5-4, but I think they've really been set up by Trump. But still, don't they know when there's more terror attacks now, they're going to own it?
It is bizarre, but the thing I'm learning about Trump is he's always 4 chess moves ahead. Like when he said, with the birth certificate, he said, I'll offer money for anyone who can show me a fake birth certificate. Boom, that was the end of that thing. Or when he said, the press isn't reporting on all this Muslim terror. So then the press goes out there and starts listing, no, we did report on this. We did report on this bombing. We did report on this acid attack. Next thing you know, all the press is doing is talking about Muslim terror. And that ends up justifying his travel ban. So every time you think he's made a move that seems like a blunder, you wait a couple weeks, as Steve Bannon told the press to do, just shut up and listen, and you see, Jesus, that was brilliant. You were 4 steps ahead of everyone. So this, what seems like a loss right now, I think if we just give it some time, we'll see he's going to turn it into yet another win.
Kevin McGinnis is our guest. People keep asking me, Alex, how do you predict what Trump's going to do before he does it? Because I've watched what he does. I've gotten into the mind frame. Plus, we're both Americana. We're all Americana. We're looking at the same journey. We're driving down the same road together. We're not telling each other what to think or do. We're seeing, as on its face, prima facie. And that's why I'm saying, very good chance, Rince Priebus within 3 weeks will be gone because he's clearly the leaker. He's clearly the one that continues to basically undermine the president and say that, you know, the president's like a, you know, lost child in the White House. All these leaks, and Trump's really upset about it. I know for a fact. Is looking for a new chief of staff. I'm just going to stop right there. Monday, we're going to have the big story for everybody. So the good news is he's going to purge a lot of these people. The problem is, have you seen the State Department doubling the amount of refugees? That's supposedly Trump's State Department. They're now in revolt against their boss, saying they're going to open the border up even more. This is crazy.
Well, we knew draining the swamp wasn't going to be easy. We knew it wouldn't happen overnight, and there's obviously going to be people that are furious. I mean, remember when Maggie Thatcher came in, and she just started chopping federal government jobs, she started chopping bureaucrats' jobs, and everyone hated her because unemployment was going up. But unemployment was going up because she was getting rid of losers and privatizing all of Britain, creating a middle class for the first time in British history. So, yeah, it's going to be a rocky beginning, but God, there's still so much winning, and isn't it fun? I mean, I was pretty young when Reagan was president, but I don't remember a presidency ever being so fun.
Wow. Tell me about your view with the whole Hollywood bullying people and you know, like I mentioned, Katy Perry coming out and saying it was organized physical attacks. It seems like Hollywood itself is even financially going bankrupt now. Communist China's coming in to buy it up. Where do you see Hollywood going?
They have to comply to the free market. I mean, we saw American Sniper. Didn't it gross more movies, more money than all the other contestants for Academy Awards
yes.
that year combined? So the free market wants guns. It wants Americana. It wants national pride.
Look at Ghostbusters. Milo got banned for saying, I don't want to see a movie with a bunch of ugly chicks. And then they banned him for saying he doesn't like public figures. And then now that might bankrupt Sony. The movie lost so much money.
Look, these people are court jesters. They're here to dance around for us and make us giggle. So if the king, which is the free market, tells you to stop dancing that way and go dance over there, they will comply. I mean, look at Amy Schumer bitching about guns. And then in her movie right now, she's got her gun out, shooting it everywhere. Matt Damon is the same way. Guns are evil, and he's got a gun. Jim Carrey pretending he hates guns, and he's shooting guns in Kick-Ass 2 or 3 or whatever it is. They have to comply to the market because they have to pay for their divorce. They have to pay for their mortgage. And they're just posturing. This is the beauty of their side right now. It's all posturing. So it's like going to a Halloween party and going up to someone dressed as a pirate and saying, you want a sword fight? And you bring out a real sword and they go, no, this is just plastic. Here, I'll take it all off right now. It's getting
rid of you. Let's talk about what happens next and how Trump defeats his biggest enemy, the GOP establishment, those wimp conservatives you talked about that have been sabotaging the movement forever. How do we deal with them straight ahead, the folks trying to block the tax cut?
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
I've got Gavin with us 5 minutes the next hour. Then John Rappaport's joining us about the brainwashing at campuses, the actual documents. But I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the Super Bowl with the Patriots being Trump's team and they win from a come behind, which they've done many times, it was all over the news. This is racial. Even mainstream media said people see white supremacism because part of the team's white. And then they basically said, yeah, a meme started saying the Russians did it. But we joke about that. They're all over the place saying everybody's a Russian agent. The nationalist movement in Spain is Russian. The nationalist movement in Germany is Russian. Again, in France, it's Russian. At some point, this has to run out of gas. But the Republican leadership goes along with it and keeps playing along with this. I mean, I've read in hundreds of newspapers where I'm supposedly a Russian agent. Now, I laugh at it, but it's not funny because some people still believe it. And I think our biggest problem is the, not against old people, but you know what I mean, the old mummy Republicans that are all part of the establishment. We need rock star, cool libertarian Republicans that are in there having a great time like Trump. But I see people still running from Trump when he's obviously the manifestation of the new wave of total victory, a total pole shift, a seismic shift. I mean, who is the biggest enemy in us, you know, completing our journey towards an absolutely open rock and roll society, Gavin?
Well, the left clearly is the ones that are stopping us. And I think we also are our own worst enemy because of this ethno-masochism. White people, Americans, Westerners, we're the only culture that hates ourselves. You know, you don't have Japan kvetching about the horrible things they did to the Ainu when they were creating Japan. We don't hear Mexicans bitching about the horrible things they do to Guatemalan immigrants and immigrants from Panama. But for some reason, we just seem to thrive on self-hatred. And it's,
well, I'm a Christian, but isn't that a twisted form of Christianity, you know, to kind of beat yourself and just feel guilty? And you know, it's like being obsessed with, you know, sexual repression, of the kind of Elizabethan garbage.
That's the million-dollar question, the chicken or the egg. Did Christianity thrive because there's something genetically about us where we like self-flagellation, we like crucifying ourselves, or did it come from Christianity? I don't know. All I know is that its time has come, because I never thought of myself as a white guy or a particularly Western male before I was told that I ruined the world. And then I went over to my computer and I looked up and I go, oh, huh, it says here that we didn't start slavery, we ended it. And then I start to realize cement, electricity, infrastructure, roads, water, we're kind of great guys. You're wrong. And the irony, too, is we're the best for all these other people that are telling us we suck.
But here's the deal. I'm not being politically correct. It's true. It's a bunch of white people telling us we're bad who just want control and know that we're all into guilt.
Yeah, look at this show, Dear White People, that Netflix is putting out. It was written by white people, and it's got this incredibly patronizing tone. Like, imagine your babysitter was talking to you like she's God, and you just go, what the hell? Are you drunk? The way she talks, she says, here's the costumes you can wear.
I'll tell you what, Gavin, we're back in 1 minute. I want to come back and play that and get your final take on that and then get into the whole Super Bowl thing more. But again, folks, it's the best website is compoundmedia.com. Follow McGavin underscore McInnes on Twitter as well. We're going to go to break here in just 1 moment. Before I go any further, we fund ourselves not so much with sponsorships. The local stations do, and, of course, the network does. But I fund the InfoWars News Center here in Austin, Texas, selling toothpaste. That's right. Right now, toothpaste is funding this operation that's changing the world. It's got iodine. It's got colloidal silver. It's made by the biggest manufacturer in the country that makes non, you know, GMO, organic, fluoride-free toothpaste. This is our proprietary private label, but with added ingredients produced by the biggest company in the United States that puts out organic products. We can't say because it's a private label. That's how those contracts work. But it's got 5-star reviews. It's a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And the more you fund us, the more you know we will grow in the face of the globalists and stomp them into the dirt. Stay with us. Spread the link. They're censoring us. InfoWars.com. And also spread CompoundMedia.com. Gavin McGinnis. 5 more minutes straight ahead.
Visit GCNLive.com today.